Hello, good evening. My name is Oladele Olafuyi, children's book author from Kunda Kids, and today I'm going to be reading Shaka Zulu Learns to Dance. This is one of the seven books in the popular children's book series Africa's Little Kings and Queens, written by Oladele Olafuyi and Louisa Olafuyi, produced by Kunda Kids. Now, let's get into the story. Meet Shaka Zulu, a great warrior and powerful king. The Zulu Empire spread far and wide under him. The empire was vast and filled with animals, big and small. There were so many lions, lizards, and buffaloes all across the land that Shaka couldn't count them all. Shaka was strong, strict, and brave. With him in charge, the people always behaved. Just look at his might. Just look at his stance. There was only one problem. Shaka couldn't dance. Zulu people are known for their great moves. They can shimmy, shake, and really move to the groove. The leaders of the nearby kingdoms knew the latest dance moves. Shaka was the only king who couldn't get with the tunes. At parties, he tried to follow along, but he danced like he couldn't hear the song. His arms and legs would go all wonky. Some people joked and said he danced like a donkey. All the laughing and pointing made Shaka feel very sad. He didn't have the dancing skills everyone else seemed to have. In 2 days, it would be the Zulu disco. And as the king of the land, Shaka had to go. The pressure was on. He needed to find a beat. Any beat that could work with his two left feet. The next day, on a walk through town, the king heard the sound. Bang! Ba ba bang! Bang! It was very loud. He followed the noise and found his friend Sandile drumming on a drum set with her twin sister, Andile. They played a boom, a bap, a tap and a tip. Shaka did the guara-guara and then he did a flip. He raised his leg and stomped it down and then moved his hips round and round. Sandile said, "My king, I see you like my beats. It's quite unique how you move your feet." Shaka felt shy and said, "Don't mind me. Please ignore my little prance. Your music is great, but I know that I can't dance." Andile said, "Those are the best moves I've seen in a while. You can be yourself. Everyone has their own style. Don't compare yourself to other people. When the music starts, we are all equal." Shaka walked home feeling very confident that his own style was unique. Soon he stopped saying that he had two left feet. The day arrived and the time to party was finally here. Everyone came together with glee and cheer. Shaka arrived and took a deep breath, ready to put his moves to the test. Usually he would hide, but today he was front and center, smiling and waving at everyone as he entered. He did a wiggle, a dip, a kick, and a bow, followed by a hop and a spin. And the crowd said, "Wow!" Shaka's moves were the same, but now he had confidence, so he enjoyed dancing in front of an audience. In the end, he had so much fun, and his moves became a signature Zulu dance enjoyed by everyone. Shaka learned that we are all created different, and confidence in yourself is what makes you magnificent. The end. I hope you've enjoyed today's story. This is a wonderful story written by Kunda Kids, and it's a story that encourages children to be confident in all that they do. My name is Dele from Kunda Kids. Bye-bye.
This episode has been made possible by the African Creators and Marketers at Verge. Catch you next time.